Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you weren't intimidated and fearful, thinking you can't do this and this and this, if you were just to, in your imagination, remove every obstacle and say, if there was no restrictions on me and if I just could do anything I wanted, what would you do? 9 out of 10 times, that's God speaking to you what His will for your life is. But we let circumstances and people speak to us and steer us and point our direction in another, our life in another direction, and we miss what God gets. But the Bible says in Psalms chapter 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean that God will just give you whatever you lust for. If you want a new wife, a new husband, God will give it to you. That's not what that's talking about. That's saying that when you are putting God first and delighting yourself in the Lord, when you're seeking God with your whole heart, God changes your desires. He puts His desires in your heart. He gives you the desires of your heart. If you are truly seeking God, now that's a big if, but that's a major statement. If you are truly seeking God, if you have made a commitment to where, God, I want your will more than I want my will. If your heart is right with God, then do what you want to do. Do what's in your heart. What gives you a buzz? What excites you? That's what you ought to be doing. That's God speaking to you. Now that's subjective. Some of you in here may be thinking, oh, well, man, here's what I want to do. I want to go gamble all the time. I want to become one of these professional poker guys that wins on the tour. Well, I would doubt that your heart is right with God. That's not a godly concept. Some of you want to become a rock star and get all this fame because you're just selfish and living for yourself and thinking about all the ways you can indulge yourself. That's not true. But I'm saying if your heart is right with God, you know what? God will put His desires in your heart. And there's some of you that from the time you were a little boy or a little girl, God was speaking things to you and you just never indulged it. You were always told that that's not practical. You can't do this. I remember one of our youth directors in our church was asking one time, we were sitting out in the car talking in front of my house, and he says, so what do you want to do with your life? And I forgot exactly what I told him. I didn't have specifics, but I was basically saying, I want my life to count. I want my life to amount to something. I want to make an impact that is going to change somebody else's life. And I was saying all of these great things, and I remember this youth director saying, you're an idealist. Says, you'll become a realist as you grow older. Says, you can't do what you want to do. And I remember telling him, I was about 12 years old. This was right after my dad died and he was trying to spend some time with me and help me. And I remember telling him, I said, if that's what being an adult is, I'll never be an adult. I said, I'm never going to deviate from what the dreams are in my heart. I said, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And there's a lot of people that just like that come into your life trying to talk you out of your dreams and visions. You need to make sure that your dreams and visions are God-ordained and that they aren't self-serving and self-promoting. But God will put a dream in your heart. You are made for a purpose. And the only way you're ever going to take the limits off of God and begin to see God's best in your life is to come to a place to where you know that you are doing what God created you to do. And if you don't know that beyond any shadow of a doubt, I don't care how successful you are, it doesn't matter how much money you've got, it doesn't matter whether you win the awards and get the acclaim and people pat you on the back, you can look at the movie stars, you can look at the athletes, you can look at all of the people that have the fame and the money and the admiration of other people and their lives are a mess. They aren't happy. They aren't fulfilled. That's not success. You can't measure success in money. You can't measure success in trophies and awards and things like that and fame. You could be infamous. That's not fame. It all comes down to what has God called you to do? What is God's purpose for your life? And if you don't know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you're doing what God called you to do, there's no way you can fulfill God's will accidentally. You need to quit being unwise and understanding what the will of the Lord is. God's got a plan. And it's a perfect plan. It's better than your plan. I can promise you that. God's purpose for your life is better than your purpose. And when you get into that spot, there is a supernatural anointing. You know, on the way to where Jamie and I are right now, we just began to start ministering any way we could. We started in Bible studies. And you know what? It was exciting. We saw people's lives being changed, people being healed. It was exciting. But that wasn't exactly what God called me to do. And then one of my Bible studies turned into a church. I didn't want it to be a church. I didn't feel called to be a church, but all of the people who were coming to the Bible study got kicked out of their church for believing the things that I was teaching. And so they started paying tithes to me. And I said, don't pay your tithes to me. I'm not a pastor. And so after a while, they said, you can call this a Bible study. You can call it anything you want, but we don't go anywhere else, and we're paying our tithes here. And they started calling me pastor. So I became a pastor by default for 6 years. And I pastored 3 separate churches. And you know what? It was exciting. And we saw great things happen. And we saw miracles happen. But that wasn't really what God called me to. He called me to the ministry. And sad to say, for their sakes, that was my Bible school. That's how I learned. On the job training. At their expense. But when I went on radio, and then I went and held my first meeting like this. We rented a motel room and I held my first meeting. I can't explain it. I'd been ministering by that time for nearly 15 years, or I forget what it was. But I'd been ministering a long time. But when I held my first meeting, rented an auditorium like this and held a meeting, I told Jamie, I said, this is it. It was just, I was anointed to do this. There was a freedom. There was a liberty. There was an ease to this that I didn't have pastoring a church. And then after being in ministry for 34 years, being on radio for like 15 years, it's a long story. The Lord spoke to me in 1999 and He says, you're just now beginning your ministry. I'd been in ministry for 34 years. Or 32 years, I guess it was. And He says, you're just now starting. All of that was preparation. It took that long to get me to a place to where God could use me. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? Since then, and since I started on television, it's just, there is an anointing. There is a blessing on television that I didn't have on radio. And we're seeing things happen. And I tell you, it's amazing. Jamie and I were talking about this last night. It just seems like there are so many miracles happening in our life. Things are just working. I can't give you an explanation for it. There's no explanation outside of God. I'm just doing what God called me to do. I'm anointed for such a time as this. God has raised me up, and I'm doing what God called me to do. And so I'm saying all of that to say that there's steps and stages. You don't jump from where you are into the perfect will of God in one step. There's steps, but you ought to at least be moving in that direction. You can't go from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour all at once. That's not acceleration, that's a wreck. Somebody's going to die in that thing. You got to accelerate. It's got to start building. But your life ought to be moving in the direction. You ought to have some leading from God. And you ought to get up and say, I know I'm moving in the direction that God wants my life to go. You may not have arrived, but you ought to at least leave. And brothers and sisters, I know this is very similar to an invitation I gave last night. But I know that there are hundreds of people sitting in this room who you cannot say for sure that you know what God's will for your life is. Now, you may not have the total picture, but at least you know that you're moving in the right direction. That ought to be the position of every born-again believer in here. But there are probably the majority of people sitting in this room don't know that for sure. You're hoping it's true. You wished it was true, But you don't have any assurance that you're doing exactly what God called you to do. You aren't going to go very far until you get that resolved. You need to find out what God's will for your life is. Amen?
Amen.
And again, I know that this is unsettling to a degree because some of you are thinking about, man, I'm comfortable. I nearly got my house paid for. I'm only 2-3 years away from retirement. Everything seems to be going good. And here I am possibly thinking of change. I ought to at least wait until I start collecting this retirement or my benefits or whatever. You know what? You'd be better off to find God's will. I don't care what it's going to cost you. I don't care if it means you going to the other side of the world and living in a grass hut. You'll be happier there than you've been anywhere else. We got Bible college students, a young single girl, Carrie Nordquist, that went to Russia. A very attractive young girl, gave up everything in the States to go to minister to these people 100 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Went over there. How are you ever going to succeed? She was 21 when she went over there. She found her American husband there in Russia. She would have missed him if she'd have stayed here in the States. And they are just the greatest couple. We were just with them, and they are doing an awesome job, and she knows that she's where she's supposed to be. She's helping people. I was just so impressed with the Bible school. People's lives are being changed. Her life is making a difference. Her life is counting. She knows that she's in the center of God's will. Leland Shores, I'm going to have him on my television program starting on Monday. And Leland Shores was the curator of art at the Dallas Art Museum, making lots of money. Very influential, very successful, and God told him to sell everything and go to school. And he had so spiritually, he was so destitute that what he was going to do was go to a Catholic monastery.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled, What You Don't Know Limits God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.